This is Morning Edition on WUNC. I'm Jeff Tiberi. The madness is upon us as NCAA men's and women's tournaments begin this week at sites across the country. Duke is hot, Carolina has been relegated to the couch, and could NC State play the role of Cinderella again 40 years later? Here to help us get ready for some of the men's action, we'll have a preview of the women's dance tomorrow, is WUNC digital producer Mitch Northam. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right, let's start local and widen the lens momentarily. Duke earned a 5 seed, faces Oral Roberts at 7 tonight in the East region. Fresh off an ACC tournament championship, the Blue Devils presently one of the hottest teams in the country. Why, and do you expect that to continue?
Yeah, so Duke lost back-to-back games in early February to Miami and Virginia. After that, they held this players-only meeting. No one knows what happened in that meeting, but since then, they've won 9 straight in a row after that loss to Virginia, including the ACC tournament last week in Greensboro. They're, like you said, among the hottest teams in the country. Mm-hmm. They kind of have this mix of experience and, you know, young talent. They have the veteran guard in Jeremy Roach, who's been there a little while, and then they have the ACC Rookie of the Year in Kyle Filipowski. So, yeah, I would be worried if I was Oral Roberts.
Noteworthy, this is the first men's tournament in 49 years, since 1974, that will not have either Dean Smith or Roy Williams or Mike Krzyzewski roaming a sideline. Coach K, of course, retired a year ago. Tell us about the job his successor, John Shire, has put together thus far.
Yeah, I mean, Shire's teams were kind of inconsistent at times this season, but like I said, Duke finished the season with a bang. They're playing their best basketball at the right time in March, and they're doing it with a roster that he really got to make his own. Mm-hmm. He brought in 6 freshmen and 4 transfers, you know, so it's a really different team from the one that went to the Final Four last season.
It has been 40 years since the 1983 Cardiac Pack shocked the world, and Jim Valvano went running around looking for someone to hug. State had a good season, earned an 11 seed. It meets Creighton tomorrow night. Who needs to do what for State to stick around and maybe win a couple games?
The really good news for NC State is that they don't have to play Clemson again. For whatever reason, the Tigers were the Wolfpack's kryptonite this season, beating them 3 times, including in last week's ACC tournament. But in the game before that loss, NC State posted a season-best shooting percentage in a win over Virginia Tech, and they got 50 combined points from Jarkel Joyner and Terquavion Smith. If those two are playing at their best, then I think NC State can beat anybody.
There are first and second round of 64, round of 32 games at the Greensboro Coliseum Friday and Sunday. You will be in attendance. For listeners who have never had the opportunity to attend the Big Dance, you have numerous times. I've had the opportunity to do it. It's a lot of fun. It's a wonderful experience. What's different about seeing the tournament live as opposed to on television?
Yeah, I think it's just the atmosphere. You get kind of all these mix of fans that are sometimes coming from near, sometimes coming from far, that just kind of pack the building, and it's all people that are super passionate about college basketball.
Yeah.
And the Greensboro Coliseum is a really great place to see a game. It's an awesome time.
Okay, prognostication time. Which 4 teams advance to the Final Four in Houston, and who's cutting the Nets down?
I like chaos.
Nice.
So I'm going to pick NC State, number 11,
yes,
to come out of that region.
Wow.
And I'm also going to pick Duke to come out of their region, which will set up kind of an Armageddon part 2. Last year we got UNC Duke in the Final Four. This year, give me NC State Duke. Let's see what happens. On the other side of the region, on the other side of the bracket, rather, I'll take Houston. They're the number 1 team in the country, certainly playing like it. And then I'll take UConn, who's played pretty well lately, despite a loss in the Big East tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, Duke looks like one of the hottest teams in the country. It really wouldn't surprise me if they win the national championship this year, despite coming really close to doing so last year, only to lose to their bitter rivals, the Tar Heels, in the Final Four.
All right. Should be fun. Men's games tip off just after noon today. The women's tournament gets going on Friday. We'll have a preview of that bracket tomorrow with WUNC digital producer Mitch Northam. Mitch, thank you.
You're welcome.